town today. I need to get a mobile installed in the pickup again one of these days. But I'm on the handheld. I'm here in town and spending a little time at the fire station this afternoon or this evening. Hopefully, not all day. I do have to work 2 to 10 today. But I think I'll carry the portable with me today with all this impending weather coming.
Well, it's not looking too bad here in Moloni right now. South wind, overcast, kind of dark outside. You see any kind of forecast when it's supposed to thunderstorm? No, for sure.
Just went off here for a tornado watch, and they're saying that there's going to be some isolated tornadoes and maybe a couple intense tornadoes. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Don't need any of those. We got 6/10 of an inch of rain here. That was put to good use. Have you been doing anything else radioactive, or?
The only thing I've been doing is trying to keep up on the statewide 700 system that's coming down the pipe through the state, and bosses want me to stay abreast of that, and so I've been trying to attend some of their committee meetings and stuff like that via the phone, and I find that pretty interesting. So many options, so many availabilities out there for public safety that is just unreal right now. I probably ought to get back on the road and get towards the house and get that uniform on and all that good stuff. So we'll catch you later. Good talking to you. And I'm sure we'll chat again soon. KC0UNH, AA0S. 73's to you.
West clear.
This is K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Madison County and central Dallas County. It will be in effect until 3:30 this afternoon. At 2:41, a thunderstorm is located near Van Meter and moving north at approximately 50 miles an hour. The main threat from this is hail in excess of 1.25 inch size or half-dollar size. If you can do so safely, we'd appreciate any hail reports or any other severe weather reports that you may have. Please call K0DMX.
0NEX reporting pea-sized hail starting 2 miles south east of Adel. The hail is increasing in size and beating up against the window now, as you can hear it. This is KC0NEX reporting pea-sized hail that is increasing in size.
Copy that, Brenda. Pea-sized hail increasing in size. Good to hear you on the radio. Turn the volume up. Everybody got that. If it gets larger, would you let us know, please? K0DMX.
It's dime size now, Tom. KC0NEX.
Okay. Thanks, Brenda. We'll keep the radio on for you. K0DMX.
Quarter-size hail, Tom, and still almost covering the ground now.
Okay, you can ease off now. We verified. There was a chuckle. K0DMX.
Yes, sir. I'm staying away from the window.
Thunderstorm warning for western Polk County. This will be in effect until 3:45 this evening. Main hazard from this is wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour and hail in excess of 1 inch. We have severe weather reports. We would sure like to hear them. Please call K0DMX.
KD0QED, long tone 0 on star 1. Severe thunderstorm warning, Polk County, call 1545, K0QED, be monitored. Fire and activation, Polk County, Strong winds and hail. 80 QED. Correction on that. No siren activation as of yet. 80 QED.
Zero YK, please monitor.
80 WRQ, listening.
KC, listen, how you doing there, Robert?
I'm in the corner here. I'll tie myself to a pole and hope for the best.
We're still in the watch and everything, and they're reporting it on the TV inside. I came outside here to kind of watch the clouds and stuff and see what's happening.
Yeah, southwest right now. It's headed this way, though.
On that, I'll be out here listening and watching. Talk to you later. Just kind of sit back and listen.
I'll be listening to, I'll get these kids across and go home myself.
Zero DMX, Katie Zero QED.
QED, go ahead.
Taylor Bill, just had some, probably 50, 60 gusts come through. Other than that, don't see much.
You said 50 to 60 mile an hour gusts. In your location again?
Rebel Dam.
Roger that. I'll pass that on. Thanks, Kevin. K0 DMX.
DMX, K0 QED.
QED, go ahead.
From the dam, I'm watching two water spouts right now just north of the dam.
Copy that. I'll pass that on. K0 DMX.
Generating those have now crossed on the land, so pretty much gone away at this point.
That. Thanks, Kevin. K0 DMX.
WRQ K0YKC over. Rain over here at my house.
It's raining here too. Windy too.
K0YKC monitoring. Picking up here, Robert. About 20 to 25 miles an hour, the way it looks. It's picking up real good over here down, northeast side of town. TX, K0YKC, good afternoon there, Randy. What you doing around where you're at?
Just up, I'd say they're running about 50 to 70 miles per hour. Really strong.
We keep getting big gusts over here along as we have too. And the rain is starting to come down harder also.
Everywhere. There's rain just now getting here.
You at home?
No.
Down here in my garage. And it's coming in, coming down pretty good and blowing pretty good over here.
It's so strong, they haven't let up
yet. They've let up a little bit here, but they keep coming in gusts. They'll stop for a little bit and then they'll start blowing hard again.
Is coming.
What's
that? It's a
fog.
You can't even hardly see. You can't see the trees or the
cold amount of rocks. Roger. Yeah, I'm going to hang them back a little bit and let's see if somebody else got any information. Talk to you later, Randy. Keep me informed.
This is K0 DMX National Weather Service Des Moines. Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for western Story County and eastern Boone County. This will be in effect until 4:15 this afternoon. These storms have been producing a considerable amount of hail and wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour, hail in excess of 1 inch. If we have any reports in the area, we'd appreciate getting those. If you can do so, safe. K0 DMX.
K0YKC, everything seems to be slacking off over here on the northeast side of town, so rain's slowing down and the wind's almost stopped.
This is K0 DMX Weather Service Des Moines. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 4:15 this afternoon for southern Madison County, Union County, northwestern Clark County, and eastern Adair County. Main threat from these storms are 1 inch or better size hail and 60 mile an hour wind gust. Excuse me, I'm going to change that to nickel size hail, which would be a little over 3/4 of an inch, but we've had plenty of wind gusts with this, which drives the hail. If we have any spotters in the area, if you could let me know when the, if you've seen hail, we would appreciate that. Call K0DMX.
K0DMX, this is KA0YKC at Creston. I'm on the northeast side of town, and all we've had so far is rain and gusts of winds up to probably 30, maybe 40 mile an hour. And right now, it's still raining, but the winds have died down.
Okay, Jerry, thanks for that. Keep an eye on her. We've some good size hail roll through here, too. We'll catch you in a bit. Thanks for bringing the link up last night and again today. It's K0DMX.
YKC, clear and monitored.
This is K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Guthrie and northwestern Adair counties. This will be in effect until 4:15 this afternoon. Main threat from these storms will be 60 mile an hour wind gust and penny-sized hail. If we have any spotters in the area, we would appreciate your reports. Call K0DMX. This is K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. I'm looking to see if we have any spotters in or near Kelly area. If there are any spotters near Kelly, I'd appreciate knowing that. I've got a couple questions. K0DMX.
KP6S, north of Polk City.
North of Slater there, but hang on for a second, Lowell, see what I can come up with. Lowell, if you can look north toward Kelly and that, we're seeing some stuff up there. Not sure if it's rotation or what, but if you could tell me what you're seeing, that may help us.
Give me a second, I'll, I'm up here just on the east side of Big Creek Reservoir. I'll take the road that goes north up towards Slater. All I'm seeing now is just a large mass. Nothing threatening at this point that I can see. My point. But I'll let you know in a minute. I'll have to give you a call back. Give you 6 minutes,
yeah. Just go a couple of 3 miles because you're not going to get in front of this at the speed it's going. So appreciate it, K0DMX.
K0DMX, K0YKC, over.
Go ahead. K0YKC, go ahead. Says K0DMX.
YKC, I just got a report through the police department that we've got a small tree down on North Birch. And we got some limbs across the power lines over on east of O. So we've had some wind here then that knocked them down.
Do that, I'll pass that on. Thank you, sir. K0DMX.
K0DMX, KC0, Mike Tango Echo, and not busy con.
Mike.
In an old report, we had a school bus driver about 45 minutes ago north of Boughton. Said it was hailing so bad he had to stop and park in a field drive because he could not see the road and that tops the roof of the houses were all white.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we had some of that here coming down really strong for about a minute and a half, so thanks, Mike. K0DMX.
Zero, Mike Tango Echo.
KB6SDI to K0DMX. I don't see anything that looks threatening at this moment anyway. More to the southwest seems to be more of a threat than what I'm looking at looking north.
Hey, I'll pass it on. Thanks for having a look. K0DMX. This is K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for a boatload of counties here. Lucas County, Decatur County, East Central Union County, Southwestern Marion County, Wayne County, Clark County, and Southern Warren County. This will be in effect until 4:30 this afternoon. These storms are moving northeast at approximately 65 miles an hour. Main threat from these storms is excessive wind or wind in excess of 60 miles an hour. If you have severe weather reports, we'd sure like to take them and call K0DMX.
This is K0DMX, Weather Service Des Moines. Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning, effective until 4:30 this afternoon for Southern Polk, Southern Green, Madison County, Northeastern Cass, Northeastern Union, Guthrie County, Eastern Carroll County, Northwestern Clark County, Northern Adair County, Dallas County, and Northern Warren County. Again, this will be in effect until 4:30. The main threat from these are winds in excess of 60 miles an hour and penny size hail. K0DMX. Zero OFF, go ahead. This is K0DMX.
Alpha, Alpha, Zero, Oscar, Sierra, A0OS, North Central Lamoni. SL has just passed through. Thunderstorm activity has just passed through in that direction, as you reported. We had winds that were on the surface about 20 miles an hour. Winds aloft about 70 feet, gusting to 40. At this time, light rain, so has passed over. No damage from wind or hail or lightning at this time.
Okay, sorry about the call. I was transmitting on another frequency at the time, so copied your report, and thank you, sir. K0DMX.
KC?
KC, go ahead.
Passed, and the rain's letting up. It's starting to get brighter out here. I managed to survive it.
Yeah, we've still got weather coming now. It's, we still got a report until 4:30 anyway.
I'll let you know when I get home, Bob. KZ0WRQ.
Thank you, and I'll keep in contact with you.
This is National Weather Service Des Moines, K0DMX. Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Central Monroe County and Central Appanoose County. It's been in effect until 4:45 this evening. Again, the radar indicates a rotation and a tornado possible. If you're in these areas, please take cover. And if you can do so safely, we'd appreciate your reports. This is K0DMX.
E0GSZ, mobile monitoring. Station transmitting, I couldn't get you above the static. KE0GSZ. You're in the Redfield and DeSoto area, and the rest was noise.
Side of the metro, Redfield, DeSoto area in there, looking for some wind reports if I could.
DMX M0KXX.
Go ahead.
Currently headed north on Papa 58, just crossed Interstate 80 at the 106. And 169 south of DeSoto, and moderate rain.
Say that again. I got where you're at. I just didn't get your report. I had a little static covering you.
There was enough wind to get small branches scattered across the road as I was heading westbound on F-90, west of 169. I'm going past KOA campground now, headed north, and it's not that bad, but I got a tailwind now and moderate rain.
Okay, copy that. Thank you, sir. K0DMX.
From KC0JWL.
JUO, go ahead.
Carol, if you need me to detour for anything on my way, let me know. KC0JUO.
Okay, Clint. Well, we should see some of this stuff push north again, but it may be too far east of you by the time you're there. These are moving at about 40 to 50 miles an hour. Thank you, sir. K0DMX.
DMX, KE0DOS.
Calling DMX, go ahead.
KE0DOS on Cascade Avenue in West Des Moines. Very strong gust of wind just now. Estimate 40 to 50 miles an hour and heavy rain. I'm on Cascade Avenue in West Des Moines.
Okay, Dennis, I copy that now. I didn't catch part of it up front. 40 to 50 mile an hour winds at your location. Keep yourself safe. And thanks for the report, Dennis. K0DOS, K0DMX.
K0DMX, KD0UNZ.
0UZ, if I got it correct, this is K0DMX. Go ahead.
K0UNZ, I'm on Interstate 35 South. At the Jordan Street exit, Vermill Civic Parkway exit, high winds, 40 to 50 mile an hour, heavy rain, traffic almost to a stop.
That's the reports we've been getting too. Stay careful, K0DMX, and thanks for the report.
K0DMX, KE0GSZ.
Z, go ahead.
I am about the same area, mile marker 71, 35 south. Heavy rains. We now have leaves and small branches starting to cover the roadway.
And we're going to see with these as they pass through, although it'll move fairly quickly. It'll blow over you here probably in the next five. K0DMX.
Is K0DSM listening?
You looking for K0DMX by chance, Weather Service? And I am.
Zero, I think I'm not exactly sure if this is the report you take, but we have a power outage with.
Zero, MJG. I'm calling. Go ahead, K0DMX.
K0, MJG, Tom. Power is out south of Orlabor in Ankeny.
Do that, Mark. We've got power out all over the place, so. Tell you what, I was just going to bring up Mid-American's page here and have a quick look. I haven't done that for a while. We're showing 20,000 customers without power in the Des Moines area. K0DMX.
Thanks, Tom. K0MJG.
This is K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. National Weather Service issued a tornado warning effective until 5:15 for northeastern Monroe County, northwestern Wapello County, and central Mahaska County. At 4:36, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Eddyville. If you can do so safely, we would appreciate your reports. Please take cover before you offer your reports. K0DMX.
0FDL mobile listening. Not the smartest thing I did today.
WD0FYJ from KD0CJG.
TJG, WD0FYJ. We're canceling Wednesday the wall tonight.
Hey, you read my mind. I was just going to ask where it was going to be. So, alrighty. I'm not sure I would have been able to make it anyway. Depends on where it would be, but that's good to know. Sorry it got canceled. KD0CJG. Hope you're safe over there, Walt.
He's why I've been on the phone. The wind and the rain over here is terrible. So I asked my son. He's coming down. Says the wind and the rain is real car accident.
This K0DMX, just letting you guys know we do have a Skywarn net in activated now. Thanks, K0DMX.
Bad, because they got stuffed mushrooms, spinach and artichoke, and lasagna.
You're under a Skywarn net.
Oh, let me let you go, WD0FYJ.
K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Story County, Hardin County, Marshall County, southeastern Webster County, Tama County, Grundy County, near Jasper County and Hamilton County and northeastern Boone County, effective until 6 p.m. We had a line of thunderstorms extending north of Boone to Roland. These are moving approximately at northeast at 60 miles an hour. Threat from this is wind and wind gust in excess of 70 miles an hour. If we have reports, we do appreciate those. Call K0DMX. This is K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. At this time, I'm going to stand down the official Skywarn net. Most of these storms have passed well beyond the metro and are pushing out now beyond Boone and Story County, moving north at quite a decent speed. If you do have reports, if you find significant damage in that, the Weather Service would like to have those in whatever variety or method you can get those to us. I could certainly take them on the radio as I'm here as well. Appreciate all the reports this afternoon so far. This is K0DMX. This is K0DMX Weather Service Des Moines. I'm just going to pass on some information that we have from the Polk County Emergency Manager. They're asking for us to encourage all people to stay at home or stay at work for the time being. With a lot of debris on the roads and that, it's not safe to be out go looking at stuff. A lot of power lines and stuff down. So if you could respect that, that would be very much appreciated. This is K0DMX. This is K0DMX, National Weather Service Des Moines. The Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Hardin, Franklin County, Wright County, southern Hancock, northern Hamilton, and southern Sierra Gorda counties. This will be in effect until 6:15 this evening. Main threat from this is winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, and we've seen significant damage from these as they've sustained for a period of time as straight line winds. If we have any reports of damage or wind reports, we would appreciate those. Call K0DMX.
KC monitoring. KC0FHQ, hi Bob. FHQ, the K0YKC. Good evening, Jerry. Sounds like we had a little, few trees down and some limbs over some power lines and curves downtown had wind blow their big picture window out.
Well, I didn't hear about all that. That ain't good, but I know it come down there and pretty windy there. Yeah, it's about time we were loading kids on the bus.
My granddaughter called and her ball games was canceled and she was telling Jan that she got soaked on her way from the school to the bus, so she didn't like that.
Right back, Bob. Zero FHQ. We're listening up here in Creston anyway, and zero FHQ.
The streets a little bit, are you? On the wrong frequency, sweeping the streets a little bit, are you now? My name is company, K0DMX.
We had a couple of trees down here, some power lines with limbs across them, and one of the business, big window in front blew out and broke. And so that's about all I know of so far there, Tom.
Well, so far we haven't had any reports of injuries, so that's a good thing, but nobody likes having to clean up and fix things. Appreciate the report, K0DMX.
Our K0DMX, K0YJC, correct.
K0DMX is still online. This is KE0HBR.
I am indeed, Josh. How are you doing this evening? This is K0DMX.
Up here in Mason City, that tiny little cell in front of the warned storm, one of my guys got pea-sized hail that lasted about 30 seconds, and it happened at 5:23. Got it on the other repeater and thought I'd relay it down.
Hey, give me his exact location if you could, please, Josh.
And he is at 70 Mission Drive, which is South Central Mason City, 70 Mission Drive.
Roger that. Well, thanks for thinking of us. I think you're going to see a little
little another wave come through, but I'm just looking here to see what time's out, but it'll come through there. Anyway, appreciate the report. Talk to you soon. K0DMX.
Here, and I'll be monitoring this repeater if we're needed, just like we've done in the past. We'll use the other local repeater. I got a bunch of hams and even the CERT team on standby if we want to go play Skywarn. So, we're here if you need us, KE0HBR.
This is K0DMX Weather Service. At this time, I'm going to shut down the Skywarn station here at the Weather Service and appreciate all the reports we've had. Filled a couple pages tonight, so thanks to you guys. I get to take all the credit for what you do. Again, thanks. K0DMX.